It's All Things Considered on KUNC. I'm Desmond O'Boyle.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed?
That's Denver a cappella group LARC kicking off a gubernatorial debate this morning hosted by the Denver Metro Area Chamber of Commerce. Democrat Jared Polis and Republican Walker Stapleton faced off on the key issues shaping Colorado's economy. KUNC's Matt Bloom was there. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Desmond.
So set the stage for us. What was this morning all about?
This was billed as a candidate forum, but it was a debate. The questions focused on big economic issues like Colorado's traffic problems, the oil and gas industry, and growth, and it stayed on track for the most part. But I will say the big takeaway was each of them spent a lot of time just trying to distinguish himself from his opponent.
How so?
Well, Walker Stapleton was aggressive with his answers. He painted Jared Polis as an extremist when it comes to government spending, saying he'd destroy Colorado's economy if elected, and pitched himself as the voice of reason.
State government is not like the private sector, not even close. You don't rack up a lot of debt hoping for somebody to buy you out. Instead, what you do is you have a taxpayer-funded bailout or you have bankruptcy. I don't want that to be Colorado's future.
Polis played it a bit cooler, shrugging off most of Stapleton's attacks.
I don't want that to be Colorado's future either, so I agree with Walker on that. I do believe there's a lot of lessons from the private sector that we can take into government, because in the private sector, we make the hard decisions, balancing budgets, making payroll, paying for benefits for employees, even in times with your company, when your company's losing money.
They even dressed differently. Stapleton wore a traditional suit and gold tie, and Polis was a bit more casual in a gray blazer and polo shirt.
Let's talk about what they said about the state's economy. What stood out to you as different between the two?
There's the issue of transportation funding, something Colorado needs more of. The candidates were asked what solutions they saw, and their answers couldn't have been more different. Polis saw the governor's role as a little more passive.
You know, I think when you look to what you want, I hope, a governor to do, is to really be a listener and convener in chief. A governor shouldn't say it's my way or the highway. A governor shouldn't come to you and say, here's how I think you should pay for something. A governor should listen.
Stapleton, on the other hand, touted his own idea to fix things.
I've come out with a transportation plan that talks about the need to have more dedicated sources of revenue in the general fund that we can apply to bonding for our roads. I've talked about taxing sports gambling. The American Gaming Association has estimated that sports gambling is $150 billion nationwide. I think it could be a $1 billion enterprise in Colorado if we tax it at 15% like a lot of other states.
There's also two transportation funding questions on the ballot this November. Did they have anything to say about that?
Yeah, they disagreed on 109, the fix our dam roads question that would force the state to bond money for road projects. Stapleton was for it, Polis against it, because he says it would ding education funding. On 110, the sales tax increase, Stapleton was adamantly against it, and Polis didn't take a position.
So what else did they say that showed off their differences?
So an interesting question near the end of the forum was this: what sector or industry would each concentrate on in a way different than the current governor, John Hickenlooper? Polis said it's helping startups in all industries.
We'd love to ease regulations on raising capital. We put out a blockchain policy paper to provide a safe harbor under securities regulations. I helped champion efforts nationally to allow for crowdfunding and micro-investing. We can take it to the next level.
And here's Stapleton.
I want to focus on mental health, homelessness, and what's going on with our Department of Corrections. I had two young people over the last week that killed themselves in my neighborhood. Both students at Arapahoe High School. We have a chronic problem with mental health issues in the state of Colorado, and we have a growing homeless problem.
He also says finding ways to better help those folks out will ultimately circle back to boost the state's economy. Again, a very different answer than Polis's. A pattern we'll likely see heading into the next few weeks ahead of early voting,
which starts the week of October 15th. That was KUNC's Matt Bloom breaking down some of the questions and answers between candidates Jared Polis and Walker Stapleton. Thanks, Matt.
You're welcome.